W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. The January 6th committee's final report says Donald Trump criminally engaged in a multi-part conspiracy to overturn the 2020 presidential election. CBS's Steve Dorsey says the report blames Trump for inflaming the insurrectionists who attacked the Capitol.
The committee says intelligence leading up to January 6th from numerous government agencies should have prompted him to cancel his speech in the Ellipse outside the White House, where he had rallied members of the mob. It details how the committee says Trump resisted efforts later by aides to intervene in the attack and call off the mob.
A historic winter storm sweeping across the U.S. will cause widespread disruptions. Thousands of flights have already been canceled or delayed, says CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
The Arctic blast includes wind chill warnings from the northwest as far as the Gulf Coast and into the eastern seaboard. It's already taking a toll on holiday travel. In Chicago, Alicia Mitchell spent the day trying to get home to Los Angeles. One flight was canceled and another delayed.
It's not looking good right now, but we're hopeful.
Dale Ulbrich of Minneapolis says the roads have iced up already.
Even in the areas that have been plowed really well, if you get above 40 miles an hour, you start sliding around.
All I need is la 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 la.
A record producer who helped create the Philadelphia sound of the 70s has died. Tom Bell worked with some of the biggest groups of the era, including the Delphonics, the Stylistics, and the Spinners. Tom Bell was 79. Major League Baseball's independent arbitrator has reinstated pitcher Trevor Bauer, who was suspended for violating the league's domestic violence and sexual assault policy. More from CBS's Peter King.
The San Diego woman accusing him of sexually assaulting and beating her. Bauer denied it, saying that everything between the two was consensual. He was never charged with a crime, but the accusations were still enough for MLB to suspend him for two full seasons without pay, some $37 million worth. Bauer last pitched for the L.A. Dodgers, who now have to decide whether they want him back.
A lot of EMTs are quitting, worsening an already existing shortage, says CBS's Carter Evans.
What is your base hourly rate?
$18.
$18 an hour?
Yes. To pay the bills, we have to work as much as we can.
Farnsworth actually makes slightly more than the national median wage for EMTs. The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists it as one of the lowest paying jobs in healthcare. That's the primary reason roughly a third of all EMTs quit in 2021.
The Census Bureau says the U.S. population grew by 1.2 million people this year. We're now a nation of 333 million. This is CBS News.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your...
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm Pat Kreitlow from Up North News. On an earlier edition, we talked to three women, med students, about whether they're going to stay in Wisconsin to practice medicine.
All this Roe v. Wade stuff, and now OBGYN's hands are so tied. I don't want to go through 12 years of training to have some person that didn't do training tell me how to do my job.
It is not a binary choice. You're for or against abortion. It is a healthcare decision. We all have those stories, and people want to hear them.
Don't miss the real stories here on Up North News.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Morning, Mama. How you feeling?
Great, and I'm ready for you today.
I'm checking in on you. Morning meditation?
Check.
Dressed and ready to work out?
Check.
Check your blood pressure yet?
And check.
Boom! Great job, Mom. And about those gold earrings?
No, ma'am.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Monitor your blood pressure daily and help each other stay motivated. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened.
There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday Eve edition, as you'd like to think of it, right, Dominic?
Happy Friday Eve, Crudy, Evan, working the board and the phones today. Of course, our fair audience. We'll make it, baby. We'll get there.
Buddy, we've been doing this like turning 11 years, turning this production, turning 11 years old in our 11th year of production. And sometimes I wonder to myself, will Crudy ever run out of good ideas? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like funny, clever, intriguing marketing and you know, ways to bring it home to you, the listener. And I can tell you, Dom, in all the years we've been doing this, I have never failed my audience in the way that Donald Trump failed his base today with his hashtag major announcement.
Major announcement, Crudy. I mean, hold on to your hats, people.
Big announcement. I was thinking more like House of Cards. Dan, we'll get there. We'll get there, but we got some breaking news. And also, Badger pregame. We are kind of the Badger pregame on the network here, Dom. Badgers tip off tonight right here in Madison, Wisconsin, right up the road. And on WRCE and WFHR on the Civic Media app, 6 o'clock tip. So we'll take you right up to tip off. Devil's Advocates. All you need to know, you're listening right now, and Dom's about to break some news about the, what, your new senator, perhaps.
Yes. Thank you for that, Crudy. Did see on Twitter here just recently, Molly Beck from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel tweeting out that Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, he has pulled State Rep Janelle Brandgen from her chairwomanship of the Assembly Elections Committee. She goes on to tweet that Rep Scott Krug, K-R-U-G, will lead the elections committee instead. Brandgen is running for state senate, that's in my district, 8th, and now assigned as a member of committees handling corrections and government accountability. I mean, is this some sick joke? Not only does he pull her off this committee she never should have been on in the first place, but now she's on corrections and government accountability?
Well, it sets the stage for perhaps what comes next. Dom, she wasn't just on the committee. Janelle Brandgen was the chair of the elections committee. She was the chief conspiracy theorist on behalf of all the yahoos
in the Republican-dominated assembly here in the state of Wisconsin.
Come on,
Wisconsin
man,
gerrymandered assembly.
She took money from Christina Bob's organization to travel to Arizona to witness the cyber ninjas, quote-unquote, audit of the Arizona election.
Come on, man. Anybody's buying your tickets to Arizona, you'd probably go too.
It just goes Twitter. To show you. And let's not forget, of course, she did fight with Robert Voss quite a bit. So I'm not surprised to see this happen.
She did, in fact, storm the mound. Vicky McKenna, I believe it was, and David A. Clark Jr., they had a little soiree up at the Capitol on the stairs. I believe I took pictures that day. I should pull a date for you. My memory's pretty good on such things. But I didn't stick around for what came next because they were featuring Janelle Branchon and I believe a few of the attorneys, the Kirkdall sorts. And their goal was to pressure the assembly speaker to consider decertifying the 2020 election.
How very Trumpy of them.
Well, of course, Janelle Branchon, when we last heard them, she was appearing with Donald Trump at a rally in Waukesha, of course, stepping on gubernatorial hopeful Rebecca Clayfish. And appearing with, Adam Steen, the guy that Trump endorsed against Robin Voss?
Well, then of course, she got disinvited to participate in the GOP caucus, right? They kicked her out of there, and now they took away her chairwoman.
Can I tell you a story? Glenn Grothman.
What's that?
Glenn Grothman was a senator in the state of Wisconsin for a number of years. You know, lives in the basement. Rumor has it. Ma, the meatloaf. That Glenn Grothman.
Yes.
Well, Glenn Grothman, I have his cell phone number. He's now a congressman from the state of Wisconsin. And on occasion, Dom, I've abused that privilege. And I've called Glenn for no good reason just to see if he'd answer. And one day I did. And he did. And Grothman was in the Republican caucus, and he took my phone call. But Janelle Branchon's not allowed in that room. You know what I'm saying? How low must you go to be thrown out of the GOP caucus, effectively? You can't party with us. You can't come in the room and strategize with us, effectively. When they put you on the prison commission?
Corrections and government accountability.
Good luck. Enjoy doing the in-depth research at all the prisons around the state of Wisconsin.
That's fun with that.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, Janelle Branchon, the Trump-supported, I think she's going down the WISP politics each and every week. A fine journalistic source. They do like Rising, and I suspect she'll be on the Fallen category. She's quite a fallen angel, Dom.
Well, yes, she is. She doesn't even have the love of her own mega GOP here. But I got to tell you, once again, I think this is a perfect example of how the Republican Party continues to be in disarray.
You know, Satan was a fallen angel. Anyways, let's talk about the other major announcement or big disappointment, depending on your point of view. Donald Trump. And I would like to reference the Daily Beast here, Tom. His major announcement is a grifty NFT project, as it's headlined here. The subheadline, Crypto Kitty, and then the sub-subheadline, one Trump advisor told the Daily Beast the NFT release was tone-deaf while highlighting that Trump's own supporters were blasting him. Zachary Patrizio reports at the Daily Beast, and I'd like to share with you in the audience briefly, former President Donald Trump's hashtag major announcement, all caps, landed on Thursday like the release of a new NFT. That's because it was the release of a new NFT. After teasing the day before on his social media site that he would have big news, Trump shared on Truthy Social that he'd be releasing a set of collectible digital trading cards that all feature Trump. How very Trumpy of him. My official Donald Trump digital trading card collection is here, the ex-president wrote, "These limited edition cards feature amazing art," I'll capitalize, "of my life and career." Trump, who is a year late to the boom and bust of NFTs, explained the non-fungible tokens are very much like a baseball card, but hopefully much more exciting. NFTs, which had already come to be associated with, let's just say, grift, even before
associated
Trump.
With grift, of course, Donald Trump wants a piece of it.
What the FTX exchange couldn't release a limited edition for him? What's the guy's name? Friedman Banks? You know the guy.
Yes, we know the guy.
To be appearing in a jail cell near Trump soon, I hope. But anyways, Trump, who was a year late on the boom and bust of the NFTs, explained the non-fungible tokens are very much like a baseball card, but hopefully much more exciting. NFTs, which had already come to be associated with grift even before Trump attached his name to it, have lost the vast majority of their worth as cryptocurrency markets take a beating. Technically, the NFT market may have precipitated crypto's fall from the November 2021 bull market, and Trump's NFT features poorly imposed images of cartoon Trump face on the bodies of figures like astronauts, fighter pilots, and cowboys.
I mean, what? You didn't want to do convicts a little too close to home, Trump?
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be Trump cowboys? I got to see this one on Twitter. I'm clicking through. What is it, Dom? What is it? We've got astronaut Trump. Oh, football player Trump in a suit. Is that Space Force? Space
Looks
Force
like a
Trump
Space Force
I see?
Trump and like a Western cowboy Trump with a trench coat and a badge.
Like pew, Yosemite Sam. Put him up.
Crudy, each of the digital cards costs $99, and
what?
With your purchase
Are
comes
you
a chance
me?
To win a Trumpium getaway, along with a chance to meet the former president. A number of Trump World sources clearly didn't think the Trump NFTs were a smart decision. One Trump advisor said the NFT release was tone deaf while highlighting that Trump's own supporters are blasting him. Another Trump World source called the NFT project stupid while stating that the subsequently released policy-focused video on Thursday was a smarter use of time. Aren't we supposed to be running for president right now? How does fleecing our supporters for $99 help that? None of it makes sense, a Trump World source told the Daily Beast. Likewise, mega pundits ripped into the Trump grift. Like, this is it? You know what? Everything that you put up with so far, Crude, you know what I'm saying? Everything that they've done, all the things they've accepted. And this is the bridge too far. Another quote here, Blaze TV host Chad Prather. We have a nation going down the toilet, and Donald Trump is selling Pokemon cards? No thanks. Teasing NFT cards as a major announcement is not the kind of fight people want to see now. These are dark times. Love the guy, but this turns many off. That was said by former beloved mega congressional hopeful Robbie Starbuck.
Dom,
no Battlestar Galactica trading cards, man. I mean, no Star Wars. I mean, what?
You know, we got one of those Pokemon stopover places across the street at the park,
right?
And the people stop, and my wife thinks they're like stealing the internet or something. That's not it, hun. They're doing Pokemon cards. Can you imagine like a Trump Pokemon stop location on my street?
No,
all the Trump trucks, the pickup stopping. It's the horror. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
I really believe I'd run in there even if I didn't have a weapon.
Run away!
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy overnight with a chance for snow. Lows dip down to about 9 below. West winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Snow likely tomorrow, high of 1 above. Snow likely tomorrow night, 2 below. Overcast. About an inch of snow overnight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently 9 below.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us this Friday Eve at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, it came to my brain, like it bubbled back up. You guys got zero snow in Milwaukee.
Literally, it rained all night long. I have not one flake on the ground.
You know, it's a snow day where my kids go today.
Yeah.
The schools are called off. My kids are home. Well, one's home from college, but the other one should have his ass in school. But they closed the schools because the roads were bad enough early in the day. So anyways, that's crazy, dude. Like, I mean, climatically, we're like an hour and 15 minutes, hour and a half, hour and 15 when you drive.
Yeah, look, gotta love Lake Michigan, man. Got our own little climate over here. It's cooler by the lake.
So you
and warmer think. In the winter. Crudy, just a little bit more from this Trump debacle. I mean, this is so freaking funny. I can't even stand it. I mean, I burst out laughing when I saw the headlines today, and the megas are just beside themselves from the roster. They've got a couple of clips from some of the megas, and I don't know these folks, but, you know, if you're a mega and you're pushing back on the cult leader, you better be prepared to, you know, maybe be shot or take the Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Dom, let's set the stage again. Yesterday, Trump promised this grandiose announcement.
America needs a hero.
He actually had a cartoon Trump superhero with freaking space lasers coming out of his eyes, right? And this is how he set up this big announcement. It's the biggest thing you've ever seen. And then the day of truth came, which was today, Dom. And what is the truth? What is the big announcement? What's the big deal, Dom?
What, NFT cards? But I'm not even clear that that's the case. Seth Abramson saw this one on Twitter, and his summary, quote, fake quote-unquote billionaire Donald Trump is selling 100-a-piece low-rent Photoshop JPEGs, not NFTs, as he claims, as they're not limited in number, will be sold forever and come with fine print, explaining that they're for, quote, personal enjoyment and not investment. To poor Americans at Christmas time. So,
that's not much different.
I haven't dug into it, but there is a distinction, right? I mean, you could basically just go and, you know, do a screenshot of this if that's the case. You know what I mean? But why would you want them?
Dominic, I'm not clear why any of the NFTs, you know, I know I'm old-fashioned boomerish almost in this regard. I never saw the value in Bitcoin. I never saw the value in NFTs. These are mass replicatable digital art projects. I mean, there are some extraordinary art people have created digitally. But that's not what the vast majority of these NFTs are. You know who one of the biggest dudes in this industry are, the NFT industry? Guy from here in Madison. Segway Jeremy. That dude's huge in the NFT side. Like, as a content creator guy. And I don't know if you know this, but he actually changed his name to a profane thing that rhymes with puck.
why I was not aware of that. So yes,
Jeremy
Donald Trump
gives
out there trying
no pucks.
And there's what?
Jeremy has no hockey pucks.
No, he does not. So Donald Trump out there grifting to grift. And if you're a billionaire, why do you need to sell these whatever you want to call them NFTs if they're not tied to crypto? Are they just JPEGs? And do you really need to buy them? And are they worth anything? Apparently, according to Seth Abramson, they are not. And there is some fine print that they are not for investment. They are for, you know, personal enjoyment. Well, yeah.
They were no more for investment than Beanie Babies, Dom. It's for the joy of it, right? Yeah. The personal enjoyment.
Beanie Babies, Cabbage Patch Dolls. Our pal Bill Press, he tweeted out, Trump trading cards, the ultimate gold digger, right up there with Trump wine, steaks, ties, shirts, university, and presidency. All worthless. Well done, Bill Press. And I got to throw this out there as well. President Joe Biden, well, he tweeted out today as well. I had some major announcements, all caps, in the last couple of weeks, too. Inflation easing, check mark. I just signed the Respect for Marriage Act, check mark. We brought Brittany Griner home, check mark. Gas prices are lower than a year ago, check mark. 10,000 new high-paying jobs in Arizona, check mark. I mean, when you got Sleepy Joe trolling you on Twitter, man, you know you had a rough day.
Yeah, Don, but what'd you say to me before? What's Trump's response to that?
Right. You got trading cards. Well done, sir. Wow. Wow. Are you Megas, you embarrassed yet? I know some of you are. Some of you are, but not all of you. It blows my mind. Are you going to go get some? Maybe get some for your mega uncle? Hey, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, because that's what we say around here when I fork over $100 for a JPEG of Donald Trump superimposed on some cartoon Superman. Well, it's not Superman because you get sued for that. It's, you know, something else. It says T.
Dominic, I'm pretty damn sure he's got Jewish space lasers coming from his freaking eyeballs. 844-967-2789. Oh, Joanne from Madison. Trying to welcome you. Joanne,
hey,
welcome.
This is great. Thanks so much. I got a little comment here. Melania was into NFTs for quite some time. She's been selling them. That's how she made her pin money. So he got jealous. The orange guy got jealous watching his bride get all of this basically free money, and that's one of the reasons why all of this started.
I'm way more better looking than Melania.
Yeah, but didn't she like buy her own NFT at an auction? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And on top of that, at least Trump wasn't in crypto, okay? Or maybe he was. I mean, we'll find out that he was involved in this crypto stuff. I mean, there's so much grift that's associated with our new digital world and the metaverse and all of that. So thanks a lot. Great show.
Thank you, Joanne.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate it, Joanne.
If
there's an opportunity to grift, Donald Trump will be right there. If he's not first in line, he'll be second.
Dominic, you're just not looking at this right. You should look at it like Matt Damon would put it. You know, to the bold goes the Trump JPEGs.
Is that what it is? Yes. Get out there. Be first, Mega. Buy them up. You never know how long they're going to last. And once he goes to prison, they'll probably be worth more.
You know, I hate to argue with my youngest, but I was entirely right on the topic of crypto. I'm feeling pretty good that I'm not heavily invested. Come back, more devils.
Sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads.
That's amazing. How did you do that?
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
CBS News Brief, the January 6th committee has released its 800-plus page final report. Reaction from University of Virginia's Larry Sabato.
This is probably the most important congressional investigation of a president since Watergate. And it may well have the same impact.
A massive storm has hit at the worst possible time. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
My point of view is that I'm going to freeze my butt off up there.
By Thursday afternoon, more than 200 million Americans were under some form of winter weather warning or advisory, with Christmas just days away.
Legendary record producer Tom Bell has died. Music writer and historian Kevin Goins says Bell worked with some of the biggest groups of the 1970s, producing what came to be known as the Philadelphia Sound.
Composing, arranging, conducting the orchestra or the band, in that case was MFSB, producing, playing on the recording sessions. He did it all.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP. We're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in your mind, Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlo at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A snow day here in the greater Madison metropolitan. A lot of kids home today. So I know a lot of parents have disrupted lives today. Hassel, I see you. Best your mama. Well, you know, send happy holidays to Annalise. But hold on just a second. I've got a quick update on this major announcement story of Donald Trump's. A MAGA rioter can't believe he's going to jail for Trump after watching his trading card stunt. I am so disappointed in you, Mr. Trump. A notorious Capitol rioter, Tim Gonet, better known by his Twitter name, Baked Alaska, was suddenly filled with regret over his life decisions after watching former President Donald Trump hawk digital trading cards in a video in which he also declared himself a better president than George Washington. George Washington, Dom. Gonet, who earlier in the day said he believed Trump's digital card gambit means he can't win in 2024, wrote a follow-up missive in which he questioned his own decision to storm the Capitol building on January 6, 2021. I can't believe I'm going to jail for an NFT salesman.
What do you think you were going to jail for? What did you think? Literally, you thought there was a reincarnation of George Washington, Baked Alaska?
Dominic, earlier this year, Gonet pled guilty to a misdemeanor count of parading, demonstrating, or picketing inside a Capitol building, for which he faces up to 6 months in prison. That's the real place, Tom. Before that, Gonet was also convicted of assault for pepper spraying a bouncer who kicked him out of a bar in Arizona.
I have the right to be in this bar.
Although Gonet was once a major Trump supporter in his first two presidential campaigns, he has now apparently switched his allegiance to rapper Kanye West. Who was taken to openly praising Nazi dictator Adolf Hitler and denying the Holocaust. Well, you know, there's loyalty for you.
Here's what Baked Alaska, this white nationalist troll, had to say. His first tweet. Wait, hold up. That major announcement we're all waiting for is literally Trump trading cards? Meanwhile, Ye is preaching the Bible and defending J6 victims. This is why Trump can't win in 24.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Is that the reason?
That's why. That's it. Ye preaching the Bible. Preach it, Ye.
Can you imagine that Donald Trump's political career is ended not by a credible sexual assault allegation, not by, you know, January 6th insurrectionist plotting, but by rolling out an ill-conceived NFT trading card, Dom, fleecing his supporters one more time for just old time's sake?
Just one too many fleecing, man. I mean, I everyone's got their limit, right? I get that. And apparently, some folks are maybe reaching theirs.
It's
but
too much
worry,
fleecing.
Kanye West will be there to pick you up.
844-967-2789. It's too much fleecing. Our buddy, Hasshole from Sheboygan. How you doing, Michael? Best hey, Annalise.
Mike. Hey, gents. She's upright, as we say. Hey.
Aren't we all?
You know, I think
it's
I
all day to day, isn't it, Michael?
Comment. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think for our half-baked gentleman from Alaska, we will quote Mark Twain, no amount of evidence shall persuade the idiot. But you asked before the break if Trumpers are embarrassed, and they might be. In downtown Sheboygan today, outside the Trilling True Value Hardware store, I saw a fat bumper sticker on the fat end of a car. What did it say? Hey, it said DeSantis 2024. And the plates were not from Florida. The plates are not from Florida. So, you know what? These guys, I don't know about MAGA, but it must be sadomaso, because more pain, please.
Well said, Michael. Any other warm holiday thoughts for the audience?
No, I was just getting my Friday grievance in a day early.
Well, that's excellent.
I really didn't want to see a DeSantis bumper sticker today, but I thought that added to it.
Well, Michael, I think you're going to see a lot more until the two men debate. Until they debate. And then I think you're going to see that Donald Trump is still really good at something. Demoralizing those that would run against him.
Do you think, I mean, look how Donald Trump debated Joe Biden that first debate. The guy just wouldn't shut up, right? Oh, and I mean, Biden called him
out. Come on, shut up, man.
Right? I mean, is that, what makes you think that is going to be successful if, again, this is a big asterisk, that he actually makes it to a debate stage without being ostracized by his own MAGA or being, you know, caught up in one of the many, many, many civil and criminal investigations that are going on right now?
I can tell you why. Because you're gauging the response of Democratic voters and maybe even independent voters. But you weren't sitting in the righty-whitey fishbowl, Dom. On that side, that was the greatest performance ever. Just shut that Joe Biden down. Made that libtard cry. They saw that as a strong and powerful demonstration of Trump's will exerted over Joe Biden.
Was there a second debate? I mean, didn't he? I mean, there was some issues. It's been a while now. I don't remember. But, I mean, he got his ass kicked in that debate. Of course Trump was going to try to spin it because that's what narcissists do. You never lose. You're always the best. Winning, winning, winning. So much winning. Yada, yada. But this is the point. He continues to do stupid-ass things. And that was when you do so many stupid things that you start losing your mega freaking trolls. I mean, if you can't control the cult, man, they're leaving you. That's never a good sign, man.
Yeah, but when he starts bare-knuckling his way through the GOP field, because it's not about winning, at least from my perspective, this point of view I keep laying out there, Tom, Donald Trump's never going to re-win the presidency. But Donald Trump could certainly win the GOP nomination again. And I know he's damaged goods. He was damaged goods the first time through in 16.
Yeah, I knew that. You knew that, but Mega didn't know it. But now Mega's starting to know it. And again, throw in some indictments, Mega will really, really know it. And there'll still be some there, but come on, man. I just don't think you got someone that was DeSantis and actually put a couple words together. I mean, Trump is all bluster, man. That's all he's got. And he's getting older and slower, and the shtick is getting dry. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, to my understanding, there were two presidential debates. One was canceled. A Miami debate was canceled. That was supposed to be on October 15th. The debates that do appear to have taken place were September 29th, and that's the one at Case Western Reserve University. You and I had been there once, Cleveland, Ohio. We had been there for a Democratic debate, but that was the one where Trump was all over him. But they did do another. It was Thursday, October 22nd, 2020. That one was held in Nashville at Belmont University.
Yeah, so he did so well, he canceled the second debate. Yeah. I mean, it's the same, man. I think you give the man way too much credit. I really do.
But
man's going to be able to get up and rub two pennies together on stage and come off like a cogent person, again, if he even gets there.
But understand, all you got to do is put him next to Ron DeSantis, who is the reincarnation, and I truly mean this. He's Scott Walker with a better education and better hair. But really, he's just Scott Walker. A little plumper. Casey DeSantis, a little prettier, but ultimately, He's a more polished Scott Walker. He's not Donald Trump. He's a wannabe fascist, but he doesn't have the actual courage of his convictions. Trump doesn't have that problem. And Trump's going to eviscerate,
no,
emasculate the guy. But that's just it. And I'm not saying that Ron DeSantis does. He is convicted to win the presidency. I think that is the conviction of Ron DeSantis. But I'm telling you, man, from the perspective of the Republican base, that 70% of them still find Trump in a favorable light.
We looked at the polling yesterday, man.
70% Quinnipiac, favorable amongst Republicans.
It could be favorable, but the polling. I mean, Wall Street Journal.
That was different polling.
The Hill.
Different polling had DeSantis up in Tennessee. Again, like Scott Walker was leading the elective. Scott Walker. I don't know if you remember, dude, but Scott Walker was all the rage.
He was until Trump came in and put a cigarette out on his ass. But Trump's been around, man. There's no surprise anymore for MAGA or for their GOP. In fact, they see what has he done. They lost the House. They lost the Senate. They lost the presidency. They lost the midterms. Well, they came to, you know, they lost it. They didn't do as well as they should have. There's no red wave. It continues to snowball downward for the GOP and for MAGA.
I get that, but from, I'm not saying it's going to end well. I'm just saying in the GOP race, which really starts, Tom, you know when it starts? It's already started. One guy already declared, right? I mean,
sure he did. By
next month, dude, next month's January. Remember, it was just, you know, 8 short years ago, Dom, that we found ourselves in Des Moines, Iowa. Meeting Donald Trump for the very first time. January of 2015 was the Citizens United Iowa Freedom, Freedom, Freedom Caucus that we attended, where we met Donald Trump and Scott Walker was the belle of the ball, rolled up his sleeves, walked out from behind the podium.
Yes, yes.
It was such a big deal He wouldn't even do the spin room.
And now we have 8 years have gone by, and we have 8 years of history, and 8 years of BS, and 8 years of the same thing over and over and over again. And I get it. You and I, we get it. But now they see, man. It's freaking cards. It's so stupid, they can't even handle it.
Be patient, callers, for just one more second. Because think of it. 8 years later, if you put Donald Trump and all his flaws and all his whatever on the stage next to Scott Walker from the perspective of a Republican base voter, who are they going to like better coming out of that debate? They're going to like Trump. And Ron DeSantis is just a Harvard-educated Scott Walker wannabe with better hair and a prettier wife. 844-967-2789. Jake from Milwaukee. Welcome back, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hi, Jake.
Hey. Let me get out of speakerphone here. You know, watching Trump and everything all these years, I'm pretty tolerant of everything that he's done. I mean, stealing state secrets, you know, not a big deal. Selling them, you know.
You don't know that he sold them. He could have just traded them for non-material value.
Right. But trading cards? Oh, my God. That is beyond. That is the worst thing ever, and I can't support Trump anymore. It's horrible. Trading cards?
Well, his whole claim to fame. But, Dick, think about it. Pardon me, Jake, think about it. His whole entire claim to fame, when Dom shook his hand in Des Moines and asked him his question, you're a businessman, sir. How are you going to solve the national debt? Well, let me tell you about the hotel I'm building. It's going to be super cool, the old post office building. I'm going to fleece the taxpayers. He was so proud. But here's the deal. His whole persona is built around being a shrewd businessman. Anyone from 30,000 feet at this moment in history can say, anyone that's rolling out NFT tokens at this late hour is not a shrewd businessman.
Nah, I mean, it doesn't generate the liberal tears, you know. But thing is, you know, that's kind of getting old, because you know what liberal tears are? Is we're laughing so hard how stupid maggots are. that's why I'm tearing up. It's so pathetic that all I can do is laugh.
When so your crazy Uncle really MAGA are. Gives you those swell digital trading cards for Christmas, I mean, that's a gift that keeps on giving. He set you up for retirement.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And they're digital, too. I don't know. I would suggest every Trump supporter to buy these cards.
Yes, absolutely. Take all of your money. Take your savings. Hell, go steal some money from your mother. She's upstairs. You're downstairs. You know where the coffee can is. And go buy yourself some Trump JPEGs.
You know, Dominic, in the lobby here at Civic Media, we've got a very esteemed item of enormous potential value.
Yeah.
It's the Beanie Baby with the dollar sign. Once upon a time, that thing was worth like a gazillion dollars. I'm sure it still is. I'm going to sell it. I'm retiring on that thing. Come back. More Devils. More of your calls. 844-96-PARTY.
You're rude. You're playing an attempt to trick me.
It might be too late. Is it ever going to be?
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy overnight with lows around 9 below. Westerly winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow, snow likely, 1 above. Snow likely tomorrow night, 2 below. Cloudy skies, about an inch of snow overnight through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently 9 below.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for nasty women everywhere.
That's the sound of the police.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I got a big problem. This is not the dollar sign Thai beanie baby. Someone has stolen the dollar sign Thai. That was my retirement plan.
Someone Mission Impossible'd into your office and stole the dollar. Don't worry, man. You can buy some Trump NFT/JPEG, you know, images of him being superheroes, and you'll make it all up, Craig.
I got one
Just
more.
Send me the money. I'll send you the cards. It's totally fine.
I got one more opportunity to hit it big before I retire in this world.
Yeah.
844-967-2789.
I'm sorry, but let me just jump in before we get to the callers. Crudy, you said this is not a good business decision. I would say this. Maybe. And we've read off some of the megas who are, you know, just losing their minds over how stupid this is because, you know, the country's going to hell and yada, 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 right? But are there enough? I mean, how many people does it take at $100, man? You know, Trump's done the math. He probably thinks I can pull this off. And what does it take? What do you get? Hire his son-in-law, because, of course, Jared can do anything, to do some graphics for you. And now you got some cards. You got something for nothing that you can sell for $100. I mean, it doesn't take. What's his entry into the industry? What's his overhead cost? Right? Not zero. It's zero. It's his likeness, which he already owns. And to him, of course, that's worth billions of dollars. But, I mean, if one person buys this, Trump's making money.
But understand, Donald Trump's been raising money on the specter of other people paying his legal fees, right? I mean, he didn't even really have an explanation for why he was raising money for the first 2 years after he lost the 2020 election, other than his legal campaign. But anyways, Trump's super PAC raised just $40 million. Oh, pardon me. $40 in August in a sign of weakness. I've heard the burn rate, you know, the number of emails in differing ways, communications, the dollars that are expended to actually raise the dollars. I mean, the people are getting a little tired of getting grifted. Their credit cards have been cut off through the multiple playthroughs because when you gave once to Trump, they would just set you up on the auto debit plan. And unless you called them back and said, hey, stop that, they'd keep taking your money.
My junk emails of my various email accounts are full of emails from Donald Trump and his various entities. That's what he does. He's a professional grip. I mean, he's a telemarketer, man. Let's just put it what it is. He makes telemarketers look like a job that people would want to do.
Hey, man, we just entertain people between the commercials here. 844-967-2789. Some of us more entertainingly than others of us. LaValia, I believe. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates. What do you got for us?
Is it in the veil?
I'm sorry,
LaVale.
What's that?
Hey, LaVale.
Yeah, my name is LaVale. I'm from Cobb, Wisconsin. I call in your show. I get it out of Richard Center.
Nice. Welcome.
Well,
what do you got for us?
Y'all, well, I just want to say that there was a man that had called in earlier in the week there, and he says that you were kind of beating up on Donald Trump.
Yes.
And, you know, nobody's perfect, man. I mean, we got to admit that.
Sure.
I voted for the man. I voted for the man in 2016. And I thought, well, maybe we need a change, and maybe things will come around, and hope for the better. But he's a little vocal, and maybe he outstepped his audience, so to speak. I guess that might be a word I'm searching for.
Do you still support now that you've seen him in action? Did you support him in 2020, and would you support him as your favorite candidate in 2024?
Well, I have to say one thing about the man. I don't think he's gonna run. I think he ain't gonna qualify, so to speak, if that's what I say. But the man beat up on Sanders wasn't right. That cost him some. But what I'm saying is, we got this Title 42 coming up. Title 42, you hear that?
I have, yes. It will change the status of accessibility at the U.S. border. Currently, my understanding, under the Trump Title 42 policy, we turned many potential asylum seekers and immigrants under Title 42 and said, effectively, was it the COVID emergency? I think that was the explanation, sir, for why they were not permitted within the United States.
Well, what I'm trying to say here is that when that's lifted, I believe it's going to be like next week, the 23rd, you know.
I think you're right about that. Yes, sir.
And that's going to send them just flooding in. If they ain't flooding in already, what are we going to do with all these people? Where are they going to go?
I tell you what, I actually have an answer for your question. I'm gonna have to tell you about it at the top of the next hour. If you'll stick around, there's actually an immigration conversation I want to have, sir. I would point. Go ahead.
Listen, I won't take my answer off on the air after the break, but I got things I got to tend to, but I do appreciate your time, sir.
Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. Let me see if I can jump ahead with one thought here. A shortfall of immigrants is worsening, and my source is the Washington Post. A shortfall of immigrants is worsening. Widespread labor shortages, right? There's not enough people to fill the current job needs. And hobbling the U.S. economy at a time when more than 10 million jobs remain unfilled, particularly in low-paying and physically demanding industries such as hospitality, agriculture, especially here in Wisconsin, right? Construction and healthcare. And while the slowdown in immigration began well before the pandemic, the COVID crisis intensified the process as the Trump administration effectively halted the flow of foreign-born workers in the United States. Although legal immigration has rebounded somewhat since then, particularly in the last 6 months, major shortages remain. That's labor shortages, sir. Major shortages remain, rippling through the economy at a time when the labor force is also missing workers from early retirements, ongoing health problems, and caregiving challenges. Labor force shortages are also contributing to the inflation we hear about, right? It's contributing to higher prices for some goods and services as companies raise wages to compete for a smaller pool of workers and keep existing staff. Right now, sir, in the state of Wisconsin, my understanding, for every job opening, pardon me, let me flip that around. There are two jobs for every applicant. Two jobs for every applicant. And I know the Fed's answer to that is to raise interest rates, which I don't see as a solution. Immigration, we could continue to talk about that. Please stick around. More of the Devil's Advocates, the Friday Eve edition, the Happier Happy Hour is next.
I like to work, so that's not a problem, but this is actually
being cash.
Join Max Inc. Radio this New Year's Eve as we present live at thespaceship.tv. Max Inc. Radio will broadcast live from the spaceship.tv studios 6 p.m. to midnight, plus live performances from the civil engineers. Linda and the Zeros. Porky's Groove Machine.
Who's there? The Spice Girls. Muy caliente. Oh, they're not hitting.
Live streaming video at thespaceship.tv and live on this Civic Media station. Let's party New Year's Eve starting at 6 p.m. live from thespaceship.tv. Happy New Year's from Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.